When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
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 Good to have you back. Cheers.
It's lovely to be back. Always lovely to be here. How are you? You're just drinking a can of water.
Excuse me. I'm good. Started buying cans of water, like we'd get posh. But every time we open them, I feel like, yeah, we're having a can of beer. It's a very odd sensation.
Yeah, but it's good. Better for the planet. Constantly recycle. They recycle forever. Do you know what I mean? Plastic bottles. We've been using them far too much, I believe. But yeah, Rosie's all ready for the podcast. She's got a can of water. She just took some chewing gum out and put it on the desk.
Put it on the lamp.
You put it on the lamp. Sacred. Your favourite things ever.
Cover with chewing gum.
And I got you some paper, so you've wrapped it up. I can see it over there. It's upsetting as the paper's half open. I can see the chewing gum poking out. So that's nice. But yeah, other than being a massive slob, how are you? You good?
I'm good. I'm really, really good.
Good. Good. So am I. I feel like weight's been lifted.
Why is that?
Because we can now tell people about a couple of the things.
Two things that I'm doing I can now talk about.
Can you please tell them now? I just want it out the way. I'm absolutely sick.
So I'm going to be on the telly.
Yeah.
At Christmas. Yeah. Twice.
Twice at Christmas.
I'm doing the Sewn Bee Christmas special, which I filmed ages ago.
Yeah.
To the point where it was boiling.
Yeah, and you're a Christmas drummer.
It was Christmassy. Yeah, and we had to wear Christmas like clothes, winter clothes. It was sweating. Really weird.
When you say I look all cold and blowing steam out of her mouth, that's she was vaping. She was actually vaping. It was 35 degrees.
And I am also doing the Strictly Come Dancing Christmas special.
Strictly there, little twinkle trotter.
Very excited about that. Although I did, how annoying is it though that I was allowed to announce them both two days just straight after each other. Yeah. So now everyone's like, aren't you on the telly all Christmas? I'm like,
two shows.
Just straight after each other that I've had announced it. So
I feel like also you got too excited there and you overtook us when I was actually saying what is a very clever insult and play on words that I don't think you heard.
Oh, what did you say?
Twinkle trotters.
Twinkle trotters?
Instead of twinkle toes.
You think that? Oh, because chocolate quilted chip pig.
Chocolate quilted strictly pig.
I like that actually. I like that better. I feel like a pig. Oh, God. I don't even know what I'm wearing yet. Oh,
God.
Jesus.
Oh, do you want that?
I'll be all right. Christmas hog.
Don't do.
Do you want to know the first thing my mum said when I told her I was doing Strictly Christmas special?
Yeah.
I hope you're getting a good bra. So that was nice. And then she said it again, because I videoed one of the dancers that I've been rehearsing. I videoed it and I showed her. She went, it's brilliant, but are you going to get a better bra?
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I was like,
stuff.
Oh my God, I have bought two new sports bras.
Excellent.
But they're just shit.
Right.
I just think if you've got big boobs and you're bouncing them, they're gonna move.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop them from moving.
Have you ever considered a Shakespeare in Love kind of vibe? Just like
masking tape.
Yeah, like what's it called? Bandages. Just bandaging them right flat down your chest and then.
But then they'll squidge out somewhere. They'll be popping out my nose. What is spread somewhere else?
Oh yeah, just like coming out of your top under your neck and that.
Exactly.
Even more chins. There'll be even more.
Can't
of them.
Be dealing with that.
You look like Eddie Murphy in the Clumps.
Oh yeah, oh,
you're clumped up. Have them on your back and that.
I'm really looking forward to it. Dancing with Neil Jones, who's gorgeous. Bless him. He's
been
allowed
to announce that yet?
Yeah.
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 Have they told you?
I said it on Morning Live this morning, man.
Oh, here we go.
Man.
I wasn't watching, was I?
No,
I was, do you know what I was doing, love, while you were on Morning Live, banging on about your dancing? I was with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting the kids
ready
for school.
Yeah, what's it feel like, eh?
Yeah, well, when I did Strictly Sorry, you had one kid to look after. Piece of piss, mate. I've got two. Massive age gap. One of them's not even two yet. Muggins here. Muggins here. Holding court, stick a broom up my arse and I'll sweep the floor while I'm at it.
Oh, honestly, did I, it is, I did
gallivanting. If you're not in fucking Portugal, eh? Were you mates?
Oh, are you
you're
ever
in London?
Were
your man, your sister? Or you're fucking dancing? You honestly?
Or sewing?
Absent mother. Or sewing? I were bloody left, right, and centre.
Don't
to be
you
fair,
dare.
You can mend the Baines uniforms and that now, so I am fully on board with the
sewing.
Don't
you dare with the absent mother. Everyone's honestly. Like, do the main show. Do you honestly think I could ever leave Chris for that long?
Nah.
You'd break?
I wouldn't.
You
I
would
wouldn't
actually break?
Yeah, there's no chance. No chance. Mm-hmm. Say, well, how many weeks? I mean, you obviously you wouldn't stay in as long as me because you're not an athlete and you're not as lovely.
Do you, honestly, I'd hope I wouldn't.
No.
How long were you in? 14 weeks?
14.
So that's a big old chunk of your year.
So, well, that was the thing. When I went out in the semis, I was like, oh, brilliant, I get next week off. They were like, oh, no, you come and watch the final. I was like, motherfucker. I was there every week. Every week I had to be there, even though I didn't do the whole, oh, man.
But you know what, though? I've been watching loads of your dances back.
Yeah.
Just to remind myself.
How shy I was.
No, you were really good. Yeah. And it was a lush experience. I'm genuinely buzzing.
Do you know what it is? I threw myself into it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is...
Oh, listen, we're not talking about your experience.
No,
we've talked about your experience.
Well, I was just literally about to go into a... It segue into a compliment for you, but if you don't want it, you...
Oh, no, go on then. I'll have it.
Wasn't good at it, but you will also. I think you'll be good at it. I think you've got
well, this
a lot
is the
more
problem.
Rhythm than me.
No, I deny. Like, no. This is the problem. So, Neil, I think, has got a little bit too excited.
Bit big for his boots.
And he's like, oh, you can dance.
Yeah.
And the dance that we're doing, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. I better not say it just in case. He's made it really hard.
Okay. I'll say the opposite of what you're doing. Just to throw everyone off the scent, I'd say they're doing a rumba to Silent Night. Get sexy rumba to Silent Night.
Chica, chica.
Do you reckon everyone? Anyone's ever done a rumba to Silent Night?
I don't know.
Get moody. Get candles everywhere. Just I reckon you could
probably
do it.
Somewhere.
I reckon it could be done.
Speaking of Christmas songs, just this is totally different. I've got a favourite Christmas song.
Is it the new Three Lions? Because that's mine.
Oh no! Did they just put jingles over it? Because
no, they've rewritten
got...
it. They've rewritten
oh, have
it.
They?
Yeah, some of the lyrics are amazing.
We
yeah.
found out about this a while ago because we've got the same management as
Frank and David,
and our manager Richard. He did the first one, didn't he? Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Back, way
exact
back when.
Yeah,
yeah.
One. Yeah, yeah.
And then we got found out about it and I was like, oh, they're just going to put jingle bells over the old song.
You said that in a car with seven people in a big people carrier. You went, they're just putting jingle bells over it, like, and he went, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, basically.
But it's great, though. It's really like...
But they've rewritten their words.
Yeah, they mention the lionesses and stuff. It's mint song.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really like self-referential in that. And they're taking the piss out of themselves. The fact that it's like the corniest things in the world are football songs and Christmas songs. And they've done both.
I love it.
It's fucking great. But that's not your favourite.
No. So Robin's doing it in his nativity.
Yeah.
And all the angels sang for him.
Yeah.
The bells of heaven rang for him. For a boy was born.
Who could swim faster than a shark?
Why have you done that twice now?
Because a boy was born who could swim faster than a shark.
Jesus.
No.
What are you talking about?
Ah, it's a reference to The Office.
Which one? British or?
British Office.
Why don't I remember that? You've done that twice now.
Yeah, you've never
noticed
any of them.
Downstairs.
Yeah, because when Tim goes to Gareth, when Gareth goes to Tim, what am I thinking then? And Tim goes, oh, you're thinking, and he says something, and then Gareth goes, no, actually, I was actually thinking, will there ever be a boy born who can swim faster than a shark?
And what's that got to do with my favourite Christmas song?
Because it says a boy was born, so then you just say, who could swim faster than
your
a shark?
Brain. Your brain. Your brain. Awful.
What are the real words?
For a boy was born.
Sexist.
King of all the world.
Very sexist. Yeah. Wow.
And they're doing sign
And no pressure. Boy was born, king of all the world. The world, not
the
just
whole
England.
World. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world
on
in
his
fin.
Hands.
He's got
now,
the whole world.
That's enough.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
I can't you had to finish the rest of it. Excellent stuff. Listen, guys, it is episode 196. And as we are getting a little bit Christmassy now, we're cracking on. It's into December. Have you got your tree up yet? Yeah, good stuff. Or did you put it up in November? You're a tosser. this week's sponsor.
We can't say that because we did 1 year. No, no disrespect.
Nah. This week's sponsor.
We did. We put ours up on the November the 30th once.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
It was our first Christmas together. We were buzzing. You were working in it. Yeah, anyway.
Because we're talking about Christmas and stuff. This week's sponsor is, this week's lucrative sponsor is... Woo! The passive aggression of parents at the kids' nativity. Oh, we'll go to the nativity. Are we all going there? Yeah, let's go to the nativity. Oh, what time does it start? Oh, great. We'll get there 4 hours early to get parked and get a good seat. There we are, right at the front, because our little darlings. And then there's your little darling in the nativity as well. Yeah, we don't care about them. We only care about our kid. We're not looking at your kid. Oh, what's that? Oh, lean your head to see your child and hear the tutting from behind because you've blocked someone's view. Oh, tut yourself when the people in front of you fucking stand up like their kid's the only one in the bastard fucking thing. Oh, oh, that kid fumbled the lines. Oh, wouldn't want to be their parent. Oh, ah, oh, well, that was good, wasn't it? Weren't they all great, but mainly mine.
Wow.
Nativities.
Is this so our that's what everyone was thinking. Now?
That's what everyone's
thinking.
We've
had thinking. A few nativities.
I've been to loads of nativities and that sums everyone's thoughts up all the time.
Yeah, well, why? You don't care about anyone else's kid.
Oh, you brought your grandparents as well. Oh, 4 tickets. Yeah, we only just, you know, we heard you could only have 2, but you brought the grandparents as well. That's nice. That is nice. Yeah, I'm standing at the back because you brought the fucking grandparents. That's nice.
What about this passive aggressive? Oh, where's your husband at work? Oh, couldn't get it off. Oh, doesn't care enough. No, it's worse when it's a mom, isn't
it? It's all passive aggressive.
Oh, where's his mom at work? Oh, doesn't care enough. Had a really important meeting, actually, yeah, Moira.
She's a doctor, you bitch. She's a doctor, right? She's saving lives. Go fuck yourself.
So many politics.
Oh, God.
Do you know this is the last one Robin's going to be doing?
Really?
He's going into year 3 next year. And they get, you know, from year 3, mm-hmm. If my memory serves me right of my school years and when I used to work in schools,
right.
They get very full uniform just singing carols.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not like, great. Carols is good.
Yeah, but it's not cute anymore. It's not like, you know, lines and that and little kids and, you know. But we've got Rafe. Got another one.
Got another
That's
one.
Why I have 2.
Oy,
double the memories.
Good. That's good. How old's Rafe now? Rafe's nearly 2. Mm-hmm. So his is going to be how many years' time until his first one?
Like 2 years, he'll probably do one in
2 or 3 years.
I don't know. Yeah,
right, I might just quick. I'm nip off and get parked up now. Get a good seat. I'll be too.
Get a seat.
Bye.
We've never been at
the
front.
Gonna ring me mum and dad. I'm pretending mum and dad as well. We're all gonna be there.
Tossers.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married.
Yay.
And Annoyed.
Yay. Hello.
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 We've got overall exciting news.
Yeah. No, also England, as we record this now. And this will come out on Friday.
Yeah.
So England are through, they've won their group.
Congratulations.
Very well done. As I'm a football guy now, so I'm obviously all across on top
God.
Of this.
This is
we'll be playing Senegal.
Not all right.
We'll be playing Senegal on Sunday. Very
great.
Excited. Well done.
I don't
England.
Right,
commiserations,
okay.
Wales, commiserations, but they did very well. But there we go.
Yeah. I don't mind that you're watching the England matches.
Mm. All the matches.
All of them. I'm really not okay with this.
Football guy.
Part of my attraction to you was that you didn't like football.
You knew who you married.
Yeah, I didn't marry this.
I've always been football. I don't know why you're lying.
I
have always bled football.
You have slagged off football.
I have always bled football. I am a football guy. This is. I don't know why you're fibbing and lying and making yourself look stupid on the ask us what I have for breakfast.
What do you have for your bowl of footballs?
toasted tea footballs. 2 toasted tea footballs with jam on.
Do you know what I am enjoying about the football?
What?
Jack Grealish.
Oh, you're loving him, aren't you? Did you see him yesterday say best thing since sliced veg?
Yes.
Yeah. Bless his heart. Rosie, if anything, him saying best thing since sliced veg, that means he's probably your soulmate. Because the amount of times you've
I know,
got
I
fucking
love him.
Sayings wrong on
Are
here.
Are you kidding us? I'm a little bit in love with him. A little bit obsessed with him. I am. And what in the match was it when he lifted his top up and the camera stayed on him for a bit and he lifted his top up for a while?
He was
like,
on the subs bench.
I was like, he's done that deliberately, but listen.
Paying the bills with
I've enjoyed it.
Fucking washboard stomach,
wasn't it? Have you seen his thighs?
I haven't seen his thighs, no. Should I be looking out for his thighs?
Look at his thighs.
Well, look, one extra thing to look forward to for the Senegal match on Sunday.
Oh, I'll be watching.
I'm going to be the only one in the pub going, look at his thighs, lads! Eh?
My last tell us about
everyone,
his thighs.
Everyone, thighs on a man, what?
No, they're all class. Well done, lads. 2 lads from Sunderland.
Yes.
Which we tell Robin every single time we watch
it. From the North East.
And there was a lad from, who was he playing for? Who did we play the other night when we us three watched it?
What? America?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was born in Sunderland.
There's a lad born in Sunderland, yeah. There's a lot of Northeast patter going on.
There's three players from the Northeast.
Anyway, we are very much enjoying it. Very well done. Hope everyone's enjoying it out there. I quite like that it's on at Christmas. I don't know, everyone's whinging that they're not in beer gardens and stuff, but I like going to the pub at Christmas.
Well,
and nice.
Well, you'll know if you go in the summer whether you like it better or not.
Well, no, because I used to come home from stand-up when I lived away. I used to come home at Christmas, so it reminds me of coming home and seeing everyone. But also the football's on. I really love it.
You're trying to tell me that you were coming home.
Yeah, there it is.
Speaking of football and the Northeast, congratulations to Jill Scott, who won the Jungle.
Yes.
I'm a celeb.
Yes, there we go.
Where's she? She's from Sunderland.
No way.
Bloody hell.
Well played.
Well done, her. We didn't watch it, sadly, but... Great programme and well done.
There we go. And
fucking face came third, which is...
I fucking told you. I called it. I fucking called it. I said that everyone would go, looking at that camel bollock. I like him now. Well, forget about all that shit. You're all fucking nuts. Everyone who voted... Oh, I went to my mum's house. She was like, he's doing really well. I was like, you, woman. Oh,
dead to me.
God. I knew it. I called it. I called it straight away. But every time anyone asked him about him breaking the rules, which he kicked off about, anytime anyone asked him, he went, well, what happened was I fell in love. And he kept saying fell in love. And I was like, right, your PR person has sat you down, Matt, and said, tell them you fell in love. Mm. And he fucking rattled that line out so many times. I imagine the PR person was watching thinking, dial it back, mate. It's your fucking catchphrase now. Like, dial it back.
We didn't watch it, so we can't really comment.
Did you see
it
when he came? I saw the clip when he came out, though. She came running up for a kiss. He grabbed a big handful of her arse again, like he did on that security footage. Oh, God. All about the booty, that fella. Whoa. All about it.
Oh, so is he with her now? Are they together?
I think he is with her.
Oh, okay.
Or it was someone, whoever it was, he was out with her arse.
Great.
Yeah. There we go.
Anyway, no comment. No, I mean, we have commented, lots of comments, but anyway, whatever.
But anyway, all good.
Sometimes,
well done. Well done, Sean Walsh as well.
Oh, yeah. Congrats, Sean. Well done.
Banging.
Sometimes it's nice that people don't hold a grudge. I don't know.
I suppose.
There's something to be said about it. Whatever.
Fucking hell, Christ. He's got away with it quick, though. But yeah, here we go.
Life's too short.
Well, yeah.
To worry about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And maybe if I'd watched it, I might like them. But then again, no.
So you've been doing your little sewing bees, and you're going to be doing your little fox trotting or fox, yeah, trotting your trotters, whatever dance you end up doing.
You're doing your trotters.
You're not supposed to tell. Mm. Ooh, we now know you're not doing a rumba or a foxtrot.
Oh my God,
whittling them down.
How many's left?
I've been busy as well. I still can't announce some of the things that I've done, which is annoying.
So annoying that we've made it into a bigger thing than we should have, which is
well, it's just because stuff happens, and I want to tell the listeners are my friends.
Yeah,
I count them as my friends, and I want to tell my friends what I've been up to, and I'm not allowed. Yeah. Although, did I tell you? When I came to see you and your mates singing the other night in Destiny's Ma, when I came to see Destiny's Ma, Atomic Slide.
That's the one we've gone with, by the way. The girls listen Destiny's to the podcast, Ma. And that's one that we'd like to go with.
Destiny's Ma, fantastic. Yeah. Is it because it was the least offensive?
Yeah, and we like Destiny's Child, so.
Okay, Destiny's Ma. I was standing. Can you remember on the podcast a while ago, I was saying I'm annoyed that we can't tell anyone anything. And I was like, look, for a laugh, I went, look, if you see us out, just come and ask us and I'll tell you.
Mm.
Some woman came and cashed it in.
Oh, really?
I was standing waiting for you guys to come on stage in the interval.
Pissed,
and she came
you were
up. And, like, oh, I was hammered. And she came up and she was like, got a selfie and stuff, and she was chatting, and she just leant in and went, listen, did you mean what you said on the podcast? And I went, watch. She went, that if someone asks you on a night out, all of the stuff that you're not allowed to announce, that you'll just tell us. I went, fucking hell, fair play. And I just told her everything.
Made it sound a lot more exciting.
Well, she knew you were doing Christmas special Strictly fucking a couple of weeks ago. Because she was like, is she? I was like, yeah. I was like, didn't tell anyone. But yeah.
Class.
Could have been a journalist or anything. I poured me bloody soul out to her.
Listen,
honestly.
Not important.
I did the final episode of Celebrity Juice the other night.
Oh, you did.
That'll be on. I think it's on the 8th of December.
Mm-hmm.
They were so good. It was back in the day. They always got us on when I was first starting out. My first sort of regular bit of telly was Juice.
Yeah.
I've been on Juice 30-odd times, you know.
That's
that.
Mental.
Madness.
But it's brilliant. Do you remember? Like, it's such a good show.
Silliness.
Brilliant.
Raucous. And it was amazing. It's a shame to say it goes to the end of an era. I loved him in Bo Selecta. I've been a huge fan of him for ages.
Mm-hmm.
It was only recently I stopped getting starstruck when I was talking to him.
Mm.
Bo Selecta, man. I could fucking quote the whole thing. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it is Juice. To sum up Celebrity Juice in a beautiful farewell moment, I would say, It is the only show you will ever do where the next morning I get a text message of Holly Willoughby saying, I still feel really bad about wedging you last night.
Right.
Hope you're okay.
Yeah.
So that was that sums it up for me. That sums it up for me. Yeah.
So celebrity juice.
It was her, and it was either Will Mellor or Joe Swash. I don't know which one it was. She started the wedgie. You'll have to watch it to see. She started the wedgie, and one of those two pricks, possibly both of them, grabbed me underpants and slid us across the floor like that fucking game in the Winter Olympics where they slide that thing down the ice. It hurt.
Did it?
But all in the name of comedy. And I hadn't been wedged since the comprehensive school.
I've never been wedged, I don't think.
Well, watch this space.
Can't wait. Babadoo, 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 ba. Don't think I've mentioned this, but you know when we did that gig the other week?
Destiny's Ma, yeah.
Destiny's Ma.
And Groove Train.
Do you know Steph's husband, Jonathan? I asked him to get us a drink. Well, he said, do you want a drink from the bar? And yes. I was like, oh, yeah. Because I did fuck all in that gig. It was mint. I was just singing with my best mates. I just did back and it was class, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And I was like, do you know what? I'm drinking Cosmopolitan. I'll have a Cosmopolitan on stage. Why not?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Well, not. Do you know what he handed us?
What?
A pint of Cosmopolitan. Did you see that?
He's from Hartlepool.
A pint? it was vile. I was like, this is not how it's supposed to be drunk. And another thing, how much was this?
It must have been about 15
quid. How much would that have cost? Chris, not in like a cocktail.
Probably
how much
more,
is a cocktail now?
Quid.
About a tenner.
Expensive, like.
Holy shit. I was like, Jonathan, pint I can't drink a pint of Cosmopolitan.
You know what, for me, that sums Destiny's Ma up. When Destiny's Ma release their album, Cosmopolitan, it'll be in a pint glass on the front. It'll be in a pint glass. There'll be a half-smoked cigarette next to it, an open condom wrapper, what do you call it? Some HRT pills.
Oh, God, we'll all be on the HRT. Yeah, man, I would be on that now if I could. You kidding us? Speaking of pills,
yeah,
you know what I'm doing this month, didn't you?
Oh, God, are you telling everyone this?
I didn't, should I?
Yeah.
I sometimes think, why do I tell everyone every aspect of my life? And then I think, oh, I don't give a shit. So I'm skipping my period for Strictly.
No blood.
No blood. Got some tablets from the internet.
Yeah.
Had to speak to a doctor, but yeah. I didn't speak to anybody. I just filled in a questionnaire. And yeah, so I've just got to take them. Oh, it's just tell us now, take the second pill. I can't snooze that because I'll forget. Oh, shit.
Great.
It's all going to go tit up, isn't it? I'm going to come on during a step kick. I've never, ever done it before, but it's a pill that just delays your period and I'm buzzing.
Wow.
But I find I might get addicted to it to the point where I'll be like, yeah, I've got a night out in 3 months' time. Let's get them pills. God.
So you take it and it stops it happening. You know you're going to get messages off people saying, don't, it comes out your nose. Oh, it'll push back up inside yourself.
I did think that. I was like, what's the side effects going to be? But I don't
care. Did you Google the side effects?
I am not. No, yeah, well, no, I didn't. Fuck it. But I am not being on my period for straight. I'm not. I was on my period for sewing bee. Uh-huh. And I was flustered, hot, bloated the fuck, and sick of my life.
Was that not just because he can't sew?
Oh, partly that, but also just, I don't. Who, like, you don't think of that when you're watching the telly, though.
Did you panic when you're doing sewing bee? Because, do you know, like, I know you can wonder web, but it's not called wonder web bee. You actually have to sew stuff.
Chris, it was hot. It was stressed a bit. And then I got there and all them were like, so what's your sewing experience? I was like, well, I've tried it. And they were like, yeah, well, I do it quite. I was
brilliant.
But it was mint. It was good fun. I'm looking forward to how they edit it together because there was one point where I just stood looking at thread going, I don't know. A pair of scissors in my hand, like.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
What's Your Beef, eh?
Right.
Dancing.
Right. Oh, God, man.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Are you excited?
Yeah. Anyway. I have more of an ick with you this week than beef.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Would you like to hear it?
I don't know if my confidence can take any more knocks, but yes.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's just constant, isn't it?
What's wrong with
every
you?
Every 5 minutes you tell us stuff I do is like unattractive. That's so unattractive.
Oh, sorry. Literally, you've just been calling me Trotters. Fox Trotters.
But that's your name.
Are you shitting me?
That's a description.
Wow.
A very accurate
description. You can give it, but you can't take it.
No, I'm fine. I'm not bothered. Come on.
You look bothered.
Listen, I do all my crying in the shower, so no one can tell.
Yeah, same, actually. So my ick with you this week was, remember when we were having, what were we eating?
Oh, great. This is well prepared.
salad. This is well we were having a salad.
Right.
And we were down to the last bit of salad cream in the tube. Do you remember?
No, right. Do you remember what you did? I'm not having this being Ikara beef. I am not having this being Ikara beef. This, guys, everyone listening, right? I have discovered a way that I saw on the internet on a meme of how to get the last bit of sauce out of a sauce bottle.
Awful.
And you, honestly, you're not grateful for us getting all of the sauce out. And two, I feel like it's a very manly, sexy thing that I do. And it's impressive.
It's not.
Right,
do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, yeah.
So Chris got the tube. He was like, I'll sort this. I'll sort this.
Yeah, because you were banging it on the table like a fucking judge trying to get order in a rowdy courtroom.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Right. Chris got it and took a stand back, put his little arm out to us and went, watch out.
Yeah.
He got it in his arm. And he just started swinging his arm round.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even think what it looked like. It was just awful.
Like a one-arm backstroke.
Yes, standing but up. Fast, but really fast.
Really fast. You tell him how fast it was. It was really fast.
It was really fast. It was fast. It was horrible to watch.
Listen, centrifugal force, right? Mm. You fucking stupid person who wasted the time at school smoking cigarettes and chasing after boys who didn't fancy them, right? You're pathetic, right? Science, bitch. Right, in the words of Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad, science, bitch. You step back, guys. Instead of banging your blimmin' sauce, your bloody ketchup or your salad cream or mayonnaise or whatever, your barbecue sauce, instead of banging it on the counter like a lunatic, hold it in your arm. Put your arm straight down, right arm, or left if you're left-handed, straight down by your side, right? Bottle held in the arm with the bottom of the bottle, the opening of the bottle, the lid of the bottle, facing the floor. Legs apart, stupid, like a boxer, balance yourself, and then just spin. One arm, spin it around as fast as you can, from the ceiling to the floor, from the window to the wall, right, till the sweat drops down your balls, right? All next thing you know, honestly, you'll take that lid off, it's like the bottle's full again. There is so much wasted sauce on the sides of them bottles. Centrifugal force, right at the bottom.
Your face, when you were doing it, it was just a bit icky, that's all I'm saying. It was just a bit icky.
Power, speed, concentration. Weird.
Right, what's your beef for me?
Well, your first beef is you don't respect the
centrifugal force. You've said it.
Yeah, the centrifugal force and the absolute athleticism involved in getting that much salad cream out of a bottle, I feel needs to be commended. I might get dizzy to edit your beef out because it's just offensive. It's just offensive. One beef this week, just mine. my beef with you, honestly, I've definitely mentioned it before, but I don't think it was on the podcast because I think when Robin was at this age, we weren't doing the podcast.
Mm.
I've mentioned it somewhere. I don't think it's been a beef, but even if it has, I'm going to revisit it. I am currently fucking demented in this house. Demented in the kitchen, specifically.
Why?
Demented. Because we have got floor-to-ceiling cupboards in the kitchen, along the wall in the kitchen, all the cupboards. I currently am living in a world where I can't put anything above the second shelf up in the cupboard because you're too fucking tiny to get anything out of the top, okay? The top two, absolutely redundant, right? Also, because Rafe's a little bastard and he pulls things out the cupboards now, the bottom two are completely redundant. So every cupboard can only be utilized by a third. Every single cupboard. So you open one of our cupboards, bottom three dockets empty, top three dockets empty, middle two,
all of the shit,
all of the shit. All right, well, bottom two empty, top two empty, middle two, all of the shit for the entire, it's madness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know when you used to have wallpaper when you were a kid or your mum and dad had wallpaper where there was top wallpaper, bottom wallpaper, and then the border went across the middle.
Yeah.
It's like that. We've just got all of the stuff in the kitchen crammed into the middle third of all of the cupboards.
It is a bit ridiculous.
I'm sick of it. Get a little ladder or something or wear some platform shoes or some little stilts that you wear around the house.
I did have a Crockett. I don't know where it went.
It's in the back room, but we'll have to hide that as well because
climbs on that. He's the problem, not me.
You're the problem.
I don't know why I'm getting slagged off.
There was all that bloody smoking when you were a kid. Stunted your growth. Smoking at school, thinking you're class.
He is, honestly. Oh God. He keeps grabbing me hand and just taking us to the kitchen. Yeah.
It's
like
unbelievable, isn't he?
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. But I can't put anything at the top either. And the amount of times...
You could. You just put the stuff that we don't use that much at the top.
No, you find it. The other night, you went to get something. You were on the sofa. We had a 15-minute conversation about who should stand up and go to the kitchen. And then you went, and then you got there, and you were like, I can't reach them. Like, pull a fucking chair up or something, you lazy fuck. And then, can't you come and get them?
You know that after 7 o'clock, I die night.
Honestly, after 7 o'clock, you lose the power of movement. It's absolutely embarrassing. It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
If you think I'm doing anything after honestly, 7 o'clock, other than sitting on my lazy lordy fat ass watching the telly.
Horrible.
These people don't watch telly. What do you do? Ugh. That's all I do. I love it, mate.
We know.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public. As always, if you want to get in touch, shaggedmarinoid@gmail.com. Send us anything you fucking want, mate. Just go for it. We're not bothered. We'll love it.
Do you want to hear a pube story?
Yeah, we've got no icks this week. Straight into pube stories.
I can do a Nick if you'd like.
It's
not a pube story. You've made it more than it is.
You just said it was a pube
story. Yeah, I'm listening to a true crime podcast at the minute, and somebody got caught.
True crime pube cast.
Well, kind of. Somebody got caught for the murder because on the gun there was some of his pubes.
Oh, how has he done that?
I think he's had it down, his pants. Probably got trapped.
Wow.
Imagine that though.
Wow.
If you'd have kept your bowels under control, you might have got away with this crime.
Trimmed your fucking knackers, mate. If you'd have trimmed your knackers, you wouldn't be in the clink. Wow.
Pure bush.
Wow.
That's gross, that, isn't it? When you can see a man's pubes over his, like, pants.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's horrible, that, like.
Anyway, I just thought you might know. In it. What is the podcast called?
Is it strange that... right, now, obviously... I mean, I imagine being shot is awful. Mm. I imagine it's one of the worst things that could possibly happen.
Yes,
to you.
Obviously.
But is it weird that if I got shot, I would be even more upset if I found out there was a pube on the gun that the shot? I'd be in that.
You're the only person in the world who would be upset by
I'd
that.
I'd be in the hospital bed, and the detective would come in. They'd be like, "Good news, Mr. Ramsey. We've arrested someone. We think we found the perpetrator." Oh, that's
how did you find
that's fantastic. how did you find that's amazing? Well, you'll never believe. It's a little bit funny, actually. Yeah, the weapon he shot you with, he actually had it down his pants, and some of his pubic hair was on the. Oh God! Oh, where's me morphine? Nurse. Get the psychiatric doctor in. I need to talk to someone. It just got worse. Is there detective, do you think there's any chance that there could have been some pube at the end of the gun and the bullet could have carried it to me and there could be some of his pubes inside us? Get us a priest.
Yes, 10 years later, Chris Ramsey is growing the man inside of his
he
body.
He grows inside
from
of us, yeah.
Pube.
Little pube
that's
version
a film.
Of him comes out.
That's
of
a film.
That's a film. Copyright, Shag Marinoid 2022. I'm going to make that.
Yeah, that's what they might like that one. Right, here we go. Morning, Ramses. Just listening to episode 195 about Chris now being a football guy.
Football guy.
Hate you. Reminded me of my husband being an even bigger twat about bloody football stickers.
Okay.
Well, right, picture this, right? World Cup 2018.
Excellent.
He was 38 years old. Decided to collect the Panini stickers with our son. Very, very quickly, they're called Panini stickers because one of the blokes who owns it, his surname's Panini.
Great.
So we'll let him off.
Great.
It's a big fat loaf of bread. and he owns the sticker company. So apologies for any disrespect if you listen to this.
Oh, I got yeah, great. The guy, he's listening, fuming.
You never know.
So he's so, he'd have been listening. It would be a roller coaster of emotions. He'd been listening. He'd been so happy, A, because he's a massive fan. He now knows I'm into football, so he's buzzing.
Yeah.
And then he gets a name check, and then he knows that I'm buying the stickers and advertising the stickers on here. Mm. And then you start immediately slagging him off and calling him a toasted sandwich. He had a horrible day when he's listening to this.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Really apologize.
Sorry, Mr. Panini. So, okay. He's 38 years old.
Yeah.
It's World Cup 2018. He's decided to collect the Panini stickers with his son.
Okay.
How lovely and nostalgic, I thought.
Yeah.
One morning, he was up unusually early, about 7 a.m. on a dark winter's morning.
Okay.
Where are you going? I ask. Meeting someone, he mumbled. So, like, meeting someone?
Right. I know what a mumble is.
Oh, fair enough.
Fucking hell.
I was trying to tell the story.
Okay. Well, do the mumble first time.
Right,
then.
Okay, then. Meeting someone? He mumbled.
Yeah.
Turns out he had arranged to meet a stranger in a car park to swap Panini stickers for the kids. Thankfully, the other guy was a genuine football guy too. Stickers were exchanged and nobody was killed.
In a car park? Oh, where is this car park? Can I go?
You know they've met on Facebook.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah.
No idea. Following year, my son started collecting Pokemon cards.
Got you.
One day, a box of 1,000 cards turned up at the door, which my husband had spent 150 quid on whilst drunk.
Investment. I'm not having that. Like, that is an investment. Although, Pokemon then again, who cards. Were they from? Where did they get 1,000 from? That's someone's already been through them.
Oh,
it's not an
probably Mr. Hot Cross Bun.
Rosie, some of them sell for millions.
Really?
Millions and millions. I've
How?
Told you this, man. I'm sure either, I think Logan Paul went to...
Oh, he's got one round his neck, hasn't he?
Yeah, when he did his WWE, one round his neck that he paid $1.5 million for. Crazy.
Ick! We're talking about that
talking
anymore,
about it, yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're worth millions.
Honestly. Would I shag Jack Grealish if he had a Pokemon card round his neck?
I tell you what.
Probably
he,
not.
He could buy one. You could buy one, I guarantee. I love it when people just put in their head, would I shag that person who wouldn't look at me, who wouldn't piss on me if I was on fire? Honestly, Jack Grealish is going to be watching Strictly on Christmas Day, and when you turn on, he's going to turn it off.
You're horrible. Just wait until me and Jack run away. But I'm having name all kids.
Oh, God.
Anyway, sorry, Jack, if you do listen. He doesn't. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want a poo story?
Always.
Right, the reason why this kind of made us laugh, it is funny, but good afternoon, Rosie and Chris. Please, please, please keep me anonymous.
Oh, three pleases.
My son is 25 and has listened to your podcast since day one. He tells me I must listen to it, but I'm not keen on the toilet humour, in brackets, shit stories. But I love all the rest. I've
what
now been
hell?
Listening for about 6 months. But the hilarious thing about this, they come to tour in London. Thank
right.
you so much. We shall see you there.
Sorry.
Hang on. They don't like the shit stories. This is their shit story that they are sending in
What
to
the
us.
Fuck? They don't listen because they don't like the toilet humour, but they're emailing
no, they
a toilet
listening.
Story.
No, they've been listening, but she doesn't really like the toilet humour. But this is
oh,
about
fuck
her
you, mate.
Shitting herself.
And this is a story about, but you're adding to the toilet humour and you're coming to the live show. What the hell, man?
No,
people
what you need
weird.
To understand, what you need to understand is we live in a world where people yeah. have had it ingrained in them for so long mm-hmm. that talking about shit and that's awful mm-hmm. and it's disgusting and it makes you a lesser person
yeah.
and it makes you like stupid and thick and whatever.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
that's
yeah.
just what people think. But actually, it's the best humour in the world.
Yeah, of course it is. Secretly,
so,
everyone still laughs
well,
at it.
Well, look at my, like me mum. Yeah, I don't like it when you talk all rude and when you swear. Yes, you do.
Yeah, he's all do.
So many years ago, when travelling home from work, I decided to stop at the local solarium, which is the tanning beds.
Oh, right. Christ, I didn't know.
And have a sunbed.
Right. Solarium. I don't know. I did not know what that meant. Solarium.
Well, it's hard for us because our local solarium was also the bookies. Remember? The amusements.
It's the amusements.
It
yeah,
was at
the back
of the amusements.
Back of
you used to go there, didn't you?
No, I went the one round the corner that you didn't have to walk through an amusements to go to.
Oh, did you? What was that called?
I can't remember. It was next
Quick
to,
Tan.
Something like that, yeah. But I stopped it. I immediately stopped when I realised they could kill you. But people
yes.
still go.
And
which is
I don't understand. But
yeah.
I used to hammer them like.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Probably why I've got age spots.
Probably why you're so little.
Do they stunt you grow as well? Do they?
Shrunk you like a little microwave.
Do you remember going on after work, though, and they'd just be like sweating?
Oh, if you went on the end of the day, it was painful. Like.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to go in the heat. There'd be a queue.
Yeah.
It was a queue.
In my defence, I only used to go on to sort my acne out. Because if you've got a bit of sun to your skin, it sort of calmed them down a bit, the flare-ups.
So I'm just having a solarium. The sunbed shop is quite swanky. You have to have an account with them and pay up front for your sessions. What?
That's not swanky. That just means people have been tanning and fucking running away. That's fair not enough. Swanky at all. The sun is dead swanky. There's all gold chains chaining the tanning beds down. And all the cups are plastic see-through, not glass, because people were hitting each other with them. It's dead posh.
Dead
posh. Is a cigarette machine.
I used to have a session on the card. I used to go to the one at Lager as well. I was a member of quite a few of them.
Brilliant. You spread it out, did you?
Yeah.
Got to support your local tanning salon.
So it says here, I had 12 sessions booked and this was my fourth. The tan was coming along nicely.
Crikey.
Very good. Rosie will know when I say, these are stand-up tanning booths. So you go into the cubicle, it's a tiny little space, you can barely turn around. I do remember, it used to stink, to undress. And then you step in the tanning booth naked. Awful when you think about it because loads of clompers have been on the floor.
Yeah.
Horrendous. I think COVID's actually made we're all a little bit more aware of just how vile everything is.
Yeah.
You put your hands in the air, hold on the little leather straps, and she only goes in for 7 minutes.
Got you.
Pussy!
7 minutes. Noob.
I was 12 and me tits off.
Jesus.
But not anymore. She doesn't go in anymore.
Okay.
About 2 minutes of tanning, I got a rumbling in my tummy.
Oh, God.
Not a hunger one. One that tells you, you need to find a toilet. Now. Oh. I knew I wouldn't have time to get dressed and get to the bathroom before it came out. And I started to panic. There was literally nowhere to have a poo. Improvise, I tell myself. Fucking improvise. The only thing I had in my bag was a shallow Tupperware tub that I had used for my lunch.
Oh, no.
I came out of the booth and into the tiny cubicle.
Please.
It was locked. And I proceeded to have a dump in the Tupperware tub.
Oh, for God.
It was red hot. Oh,
it's red hot!
I don't know whether she means the poo or the tanning booth. I think she means the tanning booth.
I just think she's the best thing about this is, right? She's in a tiny little cubicle, right? She's got a big tanning cubicle, a booth thing, open halfway. So there's this like purple light. It's almost artistic. She's squatting down on the floor, sweating, shit into a Tupperware, and there's just purple light cresting across the back of her. Oh,
but the top
God.
Of them are open. Usually they were open, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. It's like office cubicles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's having a dump. It was red hot. I was shitting like I never shit before. And I was sweating. Sweating.
Told you she was sweating.
The shit just kept coming. And I knew without looking it was coming over the top of the box.
Oh, my God. This is awful.
And this is someone who hates the poo stories.
Honestly.
Of course, after the semi-solid poo had finished, then came the watery splatter.
Oh, my God. What you been doing?
I don't know. Eventually I finished. I was terrified my 7 minutes were going to be up and the girl in the office was going to wonder why I hadn't come out. Excuse me, love. Q, you finished? Your light's off?
You gotta buy more tokens if you want to have a shit in there, like.
I forced the lid on top of the tub.
Oh, for God's sake, man.
Oh, it was coming over the side.
Well,
and was horrified.
If I remember rightly,
oh,
they did have
God.
A load of blue roll.
And was horrified to see the splatter had gone up the walls.
What the hell?
I used my knickers to clean up as best as I could and then wrapped the tub of poo in my t-shirt.
This what, and walked to the car naked? This is horrendous.
She might have just put a coat on. The place absolutely stank of shit and sweat. And then I sprayed my perfume around to try and disguise the smell.
Oh, that's nice of you.
I think it just made it worse.
Oh, that is... I can see it. I can smell it. I feel like I'm there. It's very well written.
I got dressed and left the cubicle, hoping that I could just get out and no one would speak to me. Wrong. The girl at the counter asked me if I would like to update my personal details on the SIP system. Did I fuck?
That's great. That. Can we just have your correct address in case my suspicions are right and you've just took a massive wet shit in that cubicle? Can I just have an address and phone number for you, please? In fact, can you stand in front of this camera and look up at it? Because I'm 99% sure from what I can see, hear, and smell that like you have just cackled up the walls in there. And I am going to have to phone the police. I know the smell of tannin oil, love, and that was not tannin oil. You have shut up your back in there.
Oh, my God.
I notice you're not wearing a t-shirt anymore.
Oh.
I notice your Tupperware's now full. They were on her.
Do you think the new?
Of course, I were. Update your deals. Can we have all
monkeys?
Can we have an address to send the cleaning bill to, please? When someone has to go in and fucking fumigate this whole place.
Oh God, I bet it's happened loads. I bet people have took a dump in the middle of their tanning booth.
Honestly, as touch wood here, as a man who's very rarely caught short, I don't understand how people just keep shitting themselves left, right, and centre. So yes, we talked on the podcast about how I shat myself in the hotel.
So you
bed.
Do understand?
I wasn't well.
Right. Well,
I wasn't well.
Yeah.
I knew I had
fair,
the runs and
if you're not
and
well and you know you've got a bit of your dating gun on
I'm not in the tanning booth. Yeah, not in the tanning booth playing Russian roulette with me farts. Jesus. The hell's wrong with everyone?
I just don't really like the poo stories.
But and it was all at the wall. I don't like the poo stories. They're disgusting. But as I'm forcing the lid on me shite-filled Tupperware and judging you for talking about, honestly... How dare you?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. My dad, at the old age, of 54, decided to
That's
sort...
not old.
It's not that old. You don't know how old they are. I remember thinking 54 was pretty old at one point.
Yeah.
But now we're nearing 40. I think it's young as fuck.
Yeah.
He decided to sort his teeth out and get braces. Unfortunately, this has given my mum the ick. The idea of adult braces alone is icky enough, but he calls it his brace journey. The amount of equipment he has bought for the caring of his braces is ridiculous.
I love him.
When I had braces, I had an extra brush and that's it. Not my dad. He's got a water flosser, normal flosser, extra toothbrushes, anything you can find in a dentist office, he's got it.
Fantastic.
He carries his wax around in a little tub with him and the mere sight of it makes my mum want to vomit.
His wax?
His wax. It must be for the braces. You must put it on.
Wax them.
Not only this, but his teeth are still sensitive and he mashes his food up and or cuts it into bite-sized pieces like a toddler. The run-up to getting braces involved him watching a lot of YouTube videos researching the braces. Why? He's also joined Facebook pages with other adult brace users like a fucking support group. It's been 1 month so far out of 24.
Out of 24?
Yeah.
If that Facebook page isn't called Bracebook, I'm going to be furious.
Very good. I always thought my parents' marriage was strong, but this is really testing my mum's loyalty to him. She's now banned him from talking about his teeth to her, and to be honest, I think it's for the best. Please keep me anonymous, although he listens to this podcast and will definitely know it's about him.
Dude, I'm on your
side.
Because
I can't imagine any other 54-year-old men out there are dragging anybody, everyone around on a brace journey with them.
Listen.
My uncle's just got a brace.
See, I wasn't going to mention that because I didn't know if your uncle wanted to mention it.
Well,
is
this from one of my cousins?
No, because they wouldn't have wrote mum.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Listen, I am fully on board with you. Do you know what it is? He wants his teeth fixed. Yeah. They've annoyed him his whole life. He wants his teeth straightened up.
I get it.
Right? He's thoroughly researched it. Right? He's immersed himself in it. He's doing it properly. Not that he's going to turn up the dentist in a few weeks or wherever he goes. Then they're going to go, oh, you haven't done this properly. You weren't listening. He's absolutely doing it to the letter. It's a few quid to get braces.
Yeah.
Right? And you know what? This woman, she's not supporting him. He's not allowed to talk about it. I think she should be ashamed of herself. And when he's got these massive, lush, pearly whites, right, she's going to be gutted because everyone's going to be giving him the eye, right? And they're going to go, how have you, oh, your teeth are nice.
Yeah, but then he'll just start telling them about his
brace journey. Then he's going to start telling them about his brace journey and they're going to go, actually, no, I'm fine, I'm busy, I need to go over there for something completely unrelated.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I once went out with a boy and we went to get snacks after our date because he was staying over.
Ooh.
He got stopped by the Tesco Express security guard for nicking a curly whirly. I had to wait for him while he got photographed and banned. Kicked him out before midnight. In Chris's words, lads, we got him. Can you imagine that? That was just a little story, by the way.
To unpack
it. That was kind of like an ick. But the icks are turning. They're not icks anymore.
No, but that
they're
is a heck
like
of an
beefs,
ick.
But that is a heck ick. Of an ick. Imagine the ick.
That is a heck of an ick.
Yeah.
Someone falling over, by the way, is the biggest ick in the world.
Yeah.
Someone falling over, and even if they don't hurt themselves, just someone falling over. The sexiest person in the world can fall over, and you go, "Oh God, I'll stay at that."
Yeah, unless you're with them already, you can't get the ick, really.
Yeah, I suppose
you've got to allow
you care about them then. Yeah. I mean, someone who you think you're gorgeous, and then they fall over, and you go, "Oh God, that was embarrassing."
I totally agree.
I am so much fitter than you now for this split second while you're lying on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But to dissect this.
That's amazing.
So, going to Tesco Express for some snacks.
Some snacks before
and
she went back.
And stole a curly whirly.
Stole a curly whirly. I mean, what? That's a long thing to steal. No wonder he got caught.
It's not discreet, is it?
What are you going to steal? The longest chocolate bar there is.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Start with a Fred or work your way up.
That's like, I've said this before. Your stand-up, my favourite bit of your stand-up that you've ever done was when you worked at All Sports. And you were talking about the lads who stole snooker cues. And they stuck them in the air, stuck them down the pants, like, and they walked out going,
like the fucking Tin Man.
Nothing to say, yeah, absolutely fine. My favourite bit of your stand-up.
Yeah, it's a very long thing to steal a curly-whirly. Mm-hmm. Oh, and he got caught in front of him, and she had to wait outside where he got photographed.
I would not be waiting for him.
Nah, you'd have just
gone. If that happened, I'd be like, mate, I'll see you later.
Well, don't know.
Girls, she said they'll kick them out before midnight, so she actually went back with him.
Yeah, man. Got all,
I think
he got all of that curly whirly upper.
Oh God, is that what it was for?
I think so, yeah.
Stolen goods. I think when you say girls love a bad boy, I think it's for bigger stuff than stealing curly whirlies.
Well, I think it's for you got to start somewhere, and I think it's for not getting caught stealing the curly whirly.
Yeah.
But then again, he's banned from Tesco. He's outside. Next time he's outside that Tesco, and an adult's walking past, someone else walking past, he goes, "Excuse me, mate." He goes, "Look, son, I'm not going to go in and buy alcohol. No, he just going and buys a curly whirly. I got banned." Oh, you little pathetic man.
Monkey. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, would you still love your other half if they were a worm?
A worm?
Mm.
Like an actual worm?
Yes.
And, right. Can you talk? Are you like a cartoon worm? Can
like,
you
like Earthworm Jim.
So you're in a suit, but you're a worm.
I'm a worm. Would you still want to be married to me if I was a worm?
Right.
The size of a worm.
Right, so let's get the ground rules down here. Right, are we talking, right? You've just turned into a garden worm, just lying there, a worm. Mm. Can you talk?
Let's say yes, because if not, then what's
are
the
you the?
I've got my face, so the worm has my face.
Honestly,
and I can lift my head up.
I've already stamped on you.
What?
I've already stamped on you. I'm just freaking us out. I don't like it.
So you wouldn't share your bed? We wouldn't have me in your bed, little wormy?
You'd be dead. Yeah, I'd have flattened you. The magpie outside would take you away.
You're going to murder me?
I would just say, and the police come on, I go, look, she turned into a worm, and I got a fright and I stamped on her.
They're for the kids.
What use are you to our kids as a fucking worm?
I could sit with them while you go and do stuff.
What?
Play with them.
How could you play with the kids as a worm with your face who can just lift their head up? What are you playing?
Pass.
What,
nudge
they,
a ball.
They pass to you when you just sit there.
I'll nudge it back.
How big's the ball?
Just a little one. We could, you know, kids like playing with worms in the garden.
Yeah.
That could be nice.
Right.
I could pop up from the mud going, beep boop.
Nah. But then what if a bird came down and took you? I'd have to get an air rifle
or
something.
That's the risk, isn't it?
Yeah. Would you still love your other half if they were a worm? No, I would consider you dead.
Fair enough.
Would you love me if I was a worm?
Yes.
Bollocks.
I would, honestly.
Absolute bollocks.
I'd love you more.
Where would I sleep?
I don't care. Can worms climb stairs? Take ages.
Oh, God, it'd be horrible.
It'd be it'd be 7 o'clock in the morning. I go, oh, you just.
What would you do if you woke up tomorrow and you were a worm?
What would I do?
If you
I
woke
still
up
had
tomorrow
all my thoughts
morning,
in that.
You are just in a. You're a worm. You can move, but you can't do anything. You can't talk to him, but you're a worm.
I'd be devastated.
Yeah. What would you do? How would your day start?
Well, it probably takes a few days to get used to it.
Right. And by which time you'd be dead, because you wouldn't know how to eat or drink or do anything as a worm.
Well, I'd probably have to go to the garden first, wouldn't I, to get used to it.
How would you get to the garden?
Just put us in a Tupperware with a bit of mud and some leaves. Put us in front of the telly. I'm quite strong-willed. I would get used to it.
Put us in a Tupperware with some
mud. Do you know what I mean, though? I would get used to it.
All right.
I would get used to it. It would take a little while, but I would get used to it. I'd adapt. I'm an adaptable person.
Well, you know what it is?
And then I'd start a worm group. You know I'd get
nice,
right into it.
It is nice to plan ahead, so we now have a contingency plan for if you ever wake up and you're a worm. Mm. We're cracking on through life. We're adult stuff, prepared.
Yeah, very mature of us.
For the future.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was listening to the podcast the other day and remembered something my friend said some years ago. I have a question for Rosie. Me and two of my friends were feeling a bit down for various reasons, so we decided to wag work the next day and go to the pub for lunch instead. Get in. Wag, love that. It means staying off.
Yeah.
For non-northerners.
Truancy.
My two friends were single at the time, and about 3 hours into the lunch slash sesh, after copious amounts of wine and gin had been enjoyed, we were discussing the merits of the blokes in our social circle.
Okay.
We talked about one or two of them, and I said that I thought Jim, in brackets not his real name, was a lovely bloke, but I'd noticed that his hands were always a bit grubby looking, possibly even sweaty.
Right.
I said that as much as I liked him, I couldn't be doing with him furtlying, Yorkshire word, I don't know, furtlying, around in my knickers with those hands.
Right.
I don't know
let's
how to
just,
say it.
Let's just
F-U-R-T-L-E-I-N-G, fingering.
Let's just say rummaging around.
Rummaging around in our knickers because he's got grubby hands.
That's awful.
My friend piped up. Oh, I could, but I couldn't have a crisp off him.
He's got grubby hands. Get them straight in your knickers, but you will not let him hand you some monster munch.
Absolutely not.
Wow. I wouldn't have a crisp off him if his hands had been in the bag, but you'd let him put his hands down. Yeah. Fantastic.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Absolutely fantastic.
Rosie, would you A, let him, B, have a crisp off him, C, both, or D, neither?
Oh. You'd rather have the crisp, wouldn't you?
I would probably have a crisp off him, would yeah. I? Well, I don't... You've got to have clean fingers to be touching down below. I've got a really sensitive vagina. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I'd be canistered up for months. Oh, I'm married.
Oh, is that the... Oh, that's the second bit.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's the afterthought.
Sorry.
Oh,
busy.
Sorry, mate. No sorry. Finger in a day. Just give us one of those discos. Thank you very much. Oh, lovely and solely. Bye.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you very much. And as always, if you want to get in touch, remember, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. And we'll be back in your ears next week.
Bye.
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 Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.